The loving kindness meditation is intended to develop our capacity to be kind towards ourselves and well-disposed towards others. Both of these attitudes can be rather challenging. We are notoriously harsh towards ourselves. We are our own worst critic. Not for nothing, our Kristen Neff's book on self-compassion, bestsellers, because this is such a difficult stance for us to assume with respect to ourselves, it seems. And then being well-disposed towards others. There's such hostility in general right now in the air, but even in the best of times, we find it hard to relate to others sometimes, especially those who are not close and connected to us. Yet these two attitudes, kindness towards ourselves and being well-disposed towards others, we know they have very healthy effects in terms of psychology and physical health. So we want to develop these capacities, and this practice is evidence-based way. There's been some interesting research demonstrating this practice actually does have beneficial physical and psychological effects. So traditionally, you know, it starts with wishing good things for ourselves. And there's a general formula that we're going to use throughout all of the layers of the loving kindness practice, essentially saying, may I be healthy, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I live with ease, saying that for the various groups, starting with ourselves and with other groups we will be talking about. So traditionally, as I said, it's supposed to start with the self because we're supposed to start with what's easiest. This, as this meditation became got carried over to the West, it was pretty apparent that it's not easy to wish ourselves good things. In fact, there was a famous story when the Dalai Lama was at one of the first East-West psychology conferences. Someone explained this to him, that many people in the West actually despise themselves, hate themselves. And at first he thought it was a bad translation. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. And when it was explained to him, he was just flabbergasted. How could people turn against themselves? But we do. And so one way this meditation has taken this into account is instead of starting with wishing good things for ourselves, we start with someone easier, the easiest person we can find. And generally, that's not family, actually, because there's always conflict or mixed emotions in our closest relationships. We want to try to find a neutral person, or not neutral, but someone who it's easy. I mean, there's no conflicting emotions about. It is simply positive. And that can often be a mentor, someone in our life who is just kind to us. It can even be someone that we haven't met, but think that would understand us and accept us as we are. So we start the process with the easiest possible person that we can wish good things for. The things we talked about, may you be happy, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. And wish them those things. And then we go from there. Then we turn it around to ourselves, and we'll see how this goes out. And then we go out to various groups, starting with our loved ones, and then reaching out beyond that to, it's called the indifference traditionally, people that we're not especially connected to. Then we try, if possible, to extend these good wishes to someone that we're having difficulty with. We try not to start with the most difficult person, just someone maybe mildly annoying, if that's possible for you. If it's not, it's not. And then we try to wish good things for all beings as much as we can extend it to humans, all life, whatever. So that's the practice. So let's begin by settling in to the body, feeling the weight of the sit bones in the chair, feeling the feet on the floor, noticing where the hands are located, checking in with your posture, trying to have a straight back if that's possible, unsupported by the chair, erect but not rigid, and if it's not possible, leaning back and supporting your back if that's necessary. Closing your eyes if that's comfortable for you. And just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at a normal pace. Trying to follow the entire cycle of the breath. Really getting settled here, noticing when the attention wanders and bringing the attention back to the breath. And when you're ready, seeing if it's possible, or trying to call to mind someone for whom it's very easy for you to wish good things for. Someone in whose presence you feel joy. Someone who you feel accepted by and understood by. And it's a very uncomplicated relationship. It can often be a mentor. Someone who helped you along the way. It can be someone actually that you have not even met, but you think would understand you and care about you, for you. You can even use a pet if that's useful for you. Someone who it's just easy to feel kindness toward, goodwill. So picturing that person or that pet, picturing them in front of you, imagining what it's like to be in their presence, and feeling, trying to feel some of that, those emotional warmth, that warmth you get when you're with them, and what they've have inspired in you. Perhaps sensing the tingling throughout your body, feeling this emotion, this natural outpouring of well-wishing. And then imagine yourself saying to them, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. And may you live with peace and ease. If you want to use your own words, that's fine as well. Something that would be natural for you to wish for this being. And really getting a sense, trying to feel what it's like to send them these unalloyed feelings of well-wishing, almost as if it were a beam of light pouring out from you towards them, and how easy and natural that is. And then imagine them turning it around towards you and saying, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with peace and ease, or whatever words you imagine them saying to you. And really feeling the sincerity of their wishes, knowing it's well-intentioned, it's honest, it's true, and that they really care for you. And you can sense that. You can feel that entering your body, that warmth, that glow that you feel in their presence. And let that settle into you for a few breaths, what that's like. And then we're going to use that energy to engage finally in wishing good things for ourselves, which, as we said, can sometimes be difficult. But charged now in this way, just reflecting on ourselves, reflecting on our life, perhaps even picturing yourself at a young age. And saying, may I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. And may I live with peace and ease. And trying to feel that wish, feel that desire for your own well-being sinking in, because it can be so difficult. And it's kind of like water going into soil that's really dry. But if you let it seep in, it will go through. So we'll try this one more time. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I live with peace and ease. And again, letting it soak in like that water into dry soil. And we're going to keep doing it throughout our days and our lives so we can truly wish good things for ourselves. But now we're going to turn outwards towards those who are in our inner circle, those who are closest to us, loved ones, family, whoever's in that first circle of concern, whose well-being you're especially tied to, however small or large that circle is. And maybe picturing one person to represent that group. And imagining that person's image, holding that steady, and saying, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. And may you live with peace and ease. And sensing how easy that is. It's as natural as breathing to wish good things for those who are closest to us. And sensing that. And now we'll reach beyond those who are closest to us. And just call to mind those who you may encounter throughout your day casually, friends, acquaintances, coworkers, maybe people you pass on the street even. You're looking to just think of people who are not especially connected to, who we really wouldn't think about much unless we're confronted with them, but, who we can recognize, like us, struggle, like us, are trying to do the best they can with what they have. And we realize that we can wish them well on their journey. And so we will do so. Saying, again, calling to mind some one or group of these folks, saying, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. And may your days pass in peace. And noticing, of course, the wish is not as intense as it was for your loved ones. But it doesn't mean it's any less sincere that we recognize, like us, they are struggling. Like us, they are doing the best they can. And we can wish them well on their journey. And that's what we're doing. And then, if you're ready, we're going to try to call to mind a difficult person, someone we're struggling with right now, not the most difficult person. As I said earlier, maybe somebody just mildly annoying, we're conflicted with, and we want there to be some relationship there that is problematic right now. And calling that person to mind, seeing if it's possible to wish their happiness, recognizing that if they were happy, they'd probably be less annoying than they are. Can wish them to be safe, wishing them health. For we wish no one sickness and illness. That will come, sadly, of its own accord, but we want to wish folks well on their journey. And wishing them find peace. And this doesn't approve of what they're doing. It simply recognizes that they are doing the best they can with what they have. And our hope for them is that they can turn it around to get to a place where they're happy with themselves and they work through whatever it is that is bringing about their behavior. And we don't have to involve ourselves at this time, but we can hope they find their way. And that's all we're doing. And finally, you want to see how far we can spread this out. What beings we can include. Can we include all humans? Can we include animal, plant life, all beings? However far you want to go. Picturing perhaps holding an image of the Earth from space. That blue ball in the sky. We don't see the divisions. We just see one space, one small planet that we're all on. And seeing if we can say, may we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. And may we all live in peace. For the final part of this practice, just letting the goodwill we've generated kind of settle into our being and clean us out a bit and fill some of the gaps and sit with what we've generated and appreciate it until the meditation is called to a close. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes, reconnecting with your surroundings, and vowing to take some of what you've generated, some of this goodwill, and apply it both to yourself and to others throughout your day and throughout your life. Thank you.